This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, it's time to spring into something delicious. With HelloFresh, every week you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes delivered right to your door. But you get 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts with code BANTER16 at HelloFresh.com/BANTER16. That's HelloFresh.com/BANTER16. Now, time for the show!
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. On Dynamic banter.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter! Honk, 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 skook, 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 squat, oh, gee goo, gee goo.
I don't give a fuck, man.
That one always hits.
I know, I love it. You know, I never want to push that at the wrong time.
And that's a mantra to live by.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine.
Dude, I went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Recently.
Tell me all about it.
I had a real good time. I told you some things.
Yeah, but I want you to tell me
everything. Dude, Turtle Talk with Crush.
Yeah.
Explain what that is. We've talked about Turtle Talk with Crush on this show.
That's before. Finding Nemo. It's
Finding
a character.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Has a turtle in it named Crush.
Uh-huh.
And he's a surfer dude, bro. What is the thing that he rides in? The East Indian Current or something?
I don't know.
East Australian Current?
Never seen the film.
The EAC, brah. Mm-hmm. Shaka, brah. And he like floats around in there and he goes, whoa, anybody got any questions for the... What is his name? Crush Man! I forgot his name for like a split second.
Funny Nemo Turtle!
What if I was the guy doing it?
Yeah.
You guys got any questions for the turtle?
Steve?
You guys got any questions for HelloFresh? Dang. Boy.
What's his name? Crap. So if you're a child, you could ask the cartoon turtle for something. Uh-oh. That's going in. Got to come out. Sweating from drinking water.
Fuck, it's so fucking hot in here.
Okay.
So we were in the Turtle Talk with Crush. And dude, it was so funny because it was like, if people aren't willing to participate, then it's like so cringy and uncomfortable in mm-hmm. there. Like you gotta be willing to participate for it to be fun. Mm. Otherwise, Crush is just like, so anybody got any questions for the Crush Man? And then no one raises their hand and he goes, well, all this, you see all this grass right under me here? Yeah, cha, you guys see it? Yeah. Well, this is what I eat. This is the food I eat.
No, nobody asked me for that.
Yes, nobody asked. And he's like, I eat so much of it that it turns my shell green, bro. And he like swims around and you get to see it. You know, he's got like all these fillers if people don't ask questions.
Yeah. Does he like stammer in the middle?
No, he's good. He's good. They're good.
I love a good cartoon stammer.
I would love a stammer. But I think they're told, I don't know, you know, it's Disney, dude. They got strict regulations and shit.
Yeah.
Even though it sounds off the cuff, gulp.
And this is what turns my shell green.
Yeah.
And another thing.
Yeah, dude. I would love that. But they don't want, they're so professional. They're very good at like making it seem like they know what they're doing, even when things are kind of cringy.
Right.
And they can navigate the cringe. It's almost like they're professionally navigating the cringe.
Navigate the cringe.
That's my favorite band.
Old English Letters.
Navigate the Cringe.
Yeah.
NTC. You guys seen NTC? At Borderlands Festival in Hoboken, Montague, Canada?
Seven places.
Hoboken, Montague, Canada.
That concert's out of region.
If I told you I visited Hoboken, Montague, Canada, would you believe me?
No, because you said Hoboken first, and that's all that is.
Yeah, right? There's a lot of places in Canada. Do you know that there's a lot of places in Canada, Mike, that have weird names? I'm going to go down a list, and you're going to tell me.
Oh, I think you got to be careful.
What are you talking about?
Because what's weird?
Well, okay. Okay, all right, fine. You know what I mean. It sounds kind of funny. It's not something we've heard.
I said what I said because I know what you mean.
Right. Okay, you want me to clarify that you know that I know what I mean. That you know what you mean. You're trying to clarify, you know what you mean, do you know what I mean? Dude, they're words you don't see every day.
Right.
Like, look in the UK, dude. Like, Worcestershire, Burtonshire. Sure. Right?
Sure.
Like, we took Liechtenstein Stuchendienes off to the Marrows.
Uh-huh.
If I told you I did that when I was in Europe, you'd believe that. I was backpacking through the Murrows, off near Ronchestenstein, past Livin.
I'm telling you, Livin Jester. You're not selling it very well at all.
Okay.
I would never believe you specifically, but other people could convince me.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I think this podcast is all about us trying to make each other laugh and talking about things that happen in our lives. But also, we hope to leave you, the viewing, listening audience, with tools to have fun with your friends and family, such as our fartistry tools and tips, where we talk about funny ways to use farts. You end a sentence with a fart. It's always funny. Walk into the room and say, hey, honey, have you seen my, and then fart, and then leave. Don't even wait for a reaction. These are all really funny things, and if you're a fartist, this is the knowledge we want to share with you if you want to be a fartist. So I feel like we could give you funny European countryside names, and you could go tell your friends you want to go there, and only you will know it's not real, and you'll laugh about it, and it's jokes for you. That's what this podcast should have been called, Jokes for You.
Take one on your way out.
Have a joke on the way out.
Do you have names?
Yes. Okay, so Canadian. Like,
so you're just going to say real names?
No, I'm going to throw in fake ones that I'm going to make up.
Okay. Okay.
Canadian.
Let's see if I can tell the difference between a real one and a fake one.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it'd be easier to do it with the British ones, because the British ones are totally like that. Like, let's see, UK. Oh, man, because everything has like...
Real dude, wacky names in the UK.
The wacky top five. Let's go to BuzzFeed.
Uh-huh.
Top five wackiest UK names. Mike, did you know that I didn't even
What's wacky about it?
Like, you know what a borough is. Mm-hmm. I didn't know for a very long time.
Yeah.
And then there's like provinces and like other weird names for like cities.
Sizes of land.
Yeah, so I'm having like a hard time
finding. They're all different sizes.
UK.
It's like instead of saying like a grande town is a borough.
How about UK funny town names? It's the second search on Google. Oh, wow. I found so many good ones. Okay.
Yeah.
These are kind of like you'd find them in a joke book.
Under what? What chapter?
You know, like when joke books were a thing. Under what chapter? Funny name or funny location names.
Okay.
All right. How about this? Badger's Cross.
I would say that's real.
Okay, good. It's real. Wait, I need a ding ding sound. Where is it? I need a ding ding and an eh. Can you do it for me, Kevin? Sure. So I'll point at you, you go ding ding.
Oh, there's a thing next to you you can hit.
Oh, there we go.
Actually, those two things. Mortimer will be wrong, and then that thing will be right.
You gotta give him a mallet. Use the pen as a mallet. Let's hear it. Can we hear it? That's, yeah, okay, that's perfect. Perfect. And then wrong. I really hope they can hear that. I don't know what I'm going to have to boost. All right.
Well, Kevin.
Yeah, hit him hard. Hit him hard.
Kevin's the producer, so it's his fault if we can't hear.
Exactly.
At least we have somebody else to blame now.
Okay. Badger's Cross. That was correct. So we need a ding. You're going to knock that off of there, aren't you? What happens if you hold it and you hit it? There it is. Come on now.
Like a tiny wrestling match just started. It does go for a long time. There you go.
Soggy Bottom River.
I'm gonna say no.
Correct. That's a made up one.
I feel like you'll laugh if I look at you long enough.
Bitchfield.
I'm gonna say that's not real.
Dude, it's real.
Dude, that's funny.
Bitchfield.
There's a Litchfield, Connecticut, so I should have known that. Sorry, Mortimer.
Bishop Spit.
Dude, Kevin has to strangle. You say Bishop Spit?
Yes, I did.
I'm gonna say not real, but I'm gonna hope it's real.
It's not real. It's real.
Get the fuck out of here!
I swear to God, it's real. Let's find it right now. Bishop Spit.
I dug the troll in a bitch.
Where are you headed? Where are you headed, mate? Oh, I thought a long road up the Bishop's Spit. Bishop's Spit.
Dude, that sounds like, dude, like slang for getting married. He's taking a long road to Bishop's
Spit. Dude, yeah, like when they have their own.
Did you hear about Thurman and Shelley? Taking a long road to Bishop's
Spit. They've decided to go to Bishop's Spit. Dude, Bishop's Spit, it's in Medway. In southeast England, in the country.
Talk about it.
There's not much about it. I can't find really anything about it. There's some beautiful trails. Yeah, there's no info, dude.
There's zero info?
Spit on gays because they're freaks of nature from the Metro UK.
That can't be.
Greek bishop who told people to spit on gays trying to appeal.
Dude, what are you reading right now?
Listen, man, I typed in Bishop Spit into Google. Uh-huh. What do you think is gonna pop up there?
I agree.
Everything.
If there was just like a 5-second vetting period, would you be kind of read it?
Dude, this is a actual thing that happened in the UK.
Okay.
Greek bishop who told followers to spit on gays, guilty of inciting hatred. And this is what we discovered for looking into Bishop Spit.
So you can't even do a segment anymore.
Can't even do a fun segment without some piece of shit ruining it.
Really ruined our day. Anyway, what's the next town name?
I really want to find out something about Bishop Spit, but we got nothing other than it actually exists. All right.
Why would you name the whole town after that?
Bishop Spit.
You don't have nothing else going on?
I mean, does spit mean something else over there? Is it another thing?
Does spit mean something else in England? Is that what you're asking me?
Or if there's another thing it means of, yeah, spit. Because they're really like, let's name our town after like something a man shoots out of his mouth in disrespect.
I don't know.
I can't wrap my head around it. It's going to keep me up tonight, Mike. Can I call you late tonight?
No. No.
All right, here we go. No place.
No place? What's that place like?
You know what they say, Mike. There's no place. Like, no place.
I'm gonna say fake.
That's real, dude.
That's real?
No place.
Huh. Okay. That one sounded like condescending.
Rotten balls.
Roy Bird. I'm going to say it's real.
It's not real.
It's not real. But it could have been.
Yeah. But we do have some. We have Ha Ha Road.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
That's is that where you're performing on Friday? Shit, dude, yeah. Two good jokes at the same time that you could, like, take out and have individually be good
yeah,
jokes.
Yeah, we're going to sell the stems of this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, dude. That's a fun thing to give people someday.
Yeah.
Each individual track so they could do their own little remixes and stuff. All right, so now I'm just going to read off a bunch of them. Ha Ha Road is very funny.
Yeah.
Mud Shoot. Mudford Sock. What are you hearing from Mudford Sock? No Place. Penis Stone.
That's my favorite band.
That was Pearl Jam before. Yeah. They called themselves Penis Stone.
They used to be the Penis Stone Pilots.
Pratt's Bottom. Puckle Church.
Dude, that's the most British thing I've ever heard.
Right? Oh, just go down to Puckle Church and get a pint. Right? Queen Camel. Yeah. Rotten End.
That's a rotten end.
That's a rotten end.
They don't like that part of town.
Oi, wait, don't go there, it's a rotten end.
He doesn't live in Broilberg, either, he's down the rotten end.
Spanker Lane.
Spanker Lane is fun.
Tiddlywink, Toker's Green, Upper Thong.
All of these are very fun.
Ugly. Where are you from, Ugly?
Ugly? You must be from Ugly.
You must be from Ugly.
Oi, look at this bird, she must be from Ugly.
it's... dude, this is great. There's a place called Fatty Head.
Called Fatty Head.
It is south of Broken Wind.
Down at Fatty Head.
That's where we wanna go to get away from Bishop's Pit. Dude, Newcastle, you can find Pity Me. And you could head down on the Teesside of Yorkshire. We have Crackpot, Giggle Swick, and Wet Wang. Not too far from South Park, we have Blubberhouse, Jump, and Bunny, and Barton in the Beans.
Our email for the next 3 months is going to be stories about these places.
Right?
Yeah.
One time I visited Barton in the Beans.
And I would have no way of knowing if they were true or not. I suppose that's all of them, isn't it?
One day I was hanging out with my mate, he's feeling so sad. I was like, he was acting a little bit like a Barton in the Beans.
Okay. Yeah, he had a Bartle on his beans. I had a music teacher who used to say if somebody had a wedgie, they would say they had a goat in their garden.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I've heard letter in the mailbox.
A letter in the mailbox is funny.
Yeah. A goat in the garden.
I've never heard the mailbox one.
I love that. All right. Well, anyway, we can move on. But anyway, so I was in the Turtle Talk with Crush thing, mm-hmm. and I was just listening. Like, eventually, there were kids that were asking questions. And there was
what did the grass do again?
Tell us about the grass one more time. there was just, like, you know, kids are cute. They ask cute questions and shit.
Yeah.
And, one of them was like, Crush was like, what's your name, little dude? And he goes, Satan.
Satan?
Dude, Satan.
He said
I Satan? I think it's Satan.
Oh, Satan.
But he said Satan. And Crush was like, oh, what? Satan. So it was like trying to, he's like, that's a unique name, dude.
Yeah.
So Satan.
That kid's gonna have a complex now.
Dude,
like,
Satan.
Like, remember when my favorite turtle made fun of my name for a second?
Well, like, yeah. Yeah. The turtle from Finding Nemo roasted me. Roasted my name. But he kept saying
he's
Satan.
He's on the dais next fucking.
Right?
The like, Comedy Central roast.
So he's like, keeps saying Satan, and that was really funny to hear over and over again. Uh-huh. A fun turtle in Disneyland say. And then later on, one of the kids asked, are there demons in the ocean?
Okay. That's a great question. I hadn't thought about it until right now.
Dude, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I lost my mind.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, dude, what do you do, man? When you open up the forum, you open up the audience and there's kids to ask anything they want, you're going to get weird kid questions like that.
What was the answer?
Oh, man, I'm trying to remember because I was laughing so hard.
That's such an important part of the story.
I think he was like, well, we have sea angels or something, or like some kind of like...
The sea angels chase them away.
Right? Or why? No, it's like there's some sort of like... I feel like for every question like that, there's a proper like science, animal, or ocean fact to connect to it.
So you have to be a marine biologist to impersonate this turtle? To be Crush.
No, I feel like they have one of those things where there's like a big giant binder, like a big...
It's on paper. They don't have it in the computer.
No, not at all. This is what I imagine it is. It's one of
demons,
those...
Demons, you said?
Dude, I literally think it's that thing where like it's got all those colored tabs on the side of like a big thing, and it's like demons. Okay, the demon fish is in South Africa.
I feel like if this ride was made in like
1982, yeah,
you just hear him flipping through pages.
I mean, otherwise, what, he types in a search term and they have like everything to say or something?
Yeah, it's like an iPad in front of him.
Maybe, yeah. Because he was like remembering everyone's names.
You know what would be crazy?
Too.
If, because technology is so good, you could take what the kid says or even you repeating the kid's question, and then the computer does voice to text and immediately picks out like,
yeah,
key
that
terms.
Would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Or there's like another, I mean, they wouldn't, this is like another job.
Or there's another person next to you and they have the binder.
Yeah, and they're like three. They're talking in an earpiece.
I got too much shit on me.
Dude, but anyway, that was really fun, and I loved it, and that was just hearing the thing. It was just such a fun combination of things to hear. It was like the kid's name was Satan,
yeah,
and the way he said it sounded like he kept saying Satan,
yeah,
which maybe is what got that kid, the other kid in the audience, to be like, I'm going to ask if there's demons in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any demons here right now?
Right? Are there demons in the theater? Dude, and then later on, we went on the Haunted Mansion, and I've never seen this happen before, and it was so fucking funny. But we were in line, and we were talking about the Disneyland churros. What the fuck?
I kicked something.
That was scary.
No, you're okay.
Okay. Thanks, man. You always know how to make me feel better.
Yeah.
When I'm scared. You're gonna be a good dad someday, Mike. So I've never seen it before, but we were in line and we were talking about the Disneyland churros, and you've had a Disneyland churro, right?
Uh-huh.
They're delicious. There's just something special about them churros. I don't know, maybe they put some kind of magic shit in it, I don't know.
Sure.
But it's very good, and I was talking about how you can't find churros like Disneyland churros like anywhere else. Like, I don't know how, anytime I've bought a churro from somewhere, like, I don't know, you go to like Sharky's or some Mexican restaurant and you're like, oh, there's churros. Yeah, let's get some churros for the table after the meal.
There's a churro place on Ventura.
I know. And it's good.
Very good.
With the stuffed chocolate ones and like, yeah, they've got like all that really fancy shit. It's good, but it's not like the Disneyland churros, Mike.
Because they're not handmade by Minion Mouse.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe that's why. But we were talking about it, and this guy with his like son, who was like maybe 4 or 5. And he was like, it was just him and his son. And he was like, oh man, you gotta go to like where the Mexicans live, man. That's where the good fucking churros are, dude. He's like, as good as the Disneyland ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, like where? Like downtown LA and shit? And he's like, downtown LA, fucking Downey, like all that shit. Like fucking, that's the good shit. And I was like, oh, tight, man. And then we just got to talking to that guy, and he was like real cool. And we were just talking about Disneyland and shit. And then eventually we stopped talking to him, and then we were talking, I was talking to my friend. So on the Haunted Mansion, when you go into the ride, you go into this big elevator room. Well, you're not supposed to know it's an elevator room, but you get into this big circular room, and then all of a sudden the paintings start to stretch, and it's like, whoa! And it's like, how's this room stretching? But it's really just an elevator going down to the ride, right? Sure. So as that happens, the ceiling stretches up really high. So when you start in the elevator, the ceiling is kind of low so that it'll give you the effect of the room stretching. And around the room are these like gargoyle sconce things that are like staring down at the people. And there's like five of them or something. Yeah. And they're huge. You know these things? They're just looking down and they have like these bat wing things stretched out or whatever, or they're hanging onto the thing or whatever. They're gargoyles. But they're low enough that if you were a tall person, you could maybe bonk your head on it. And I've never seen it happen, but you could if you're tall enough. Dude.
How big is this, like, bigger than this room?
Yeah, a little bigger. But and how basically, many gargoyles? Like, rounded out instead of corners, yeah. And there's, like, five gargoyles.
Huh.
And there are, or maybe there's four. I don't know. Maybe it's, like, one, two, three, four, or yeah, whatever. Sure. I don't know. Something like that. But they're big, right? And they hang kind of low when you first get in. And we were standing next to the guy that was telling us about the churros, and the ride's about to start. The elevator's about to start, dude. And he picks up his kid, and he lifts him so fast up to, like, put him up on his shoulders.
Oh, no. Dude. Oh, no.
The loudest.
Oh, no.
Bonk you've ever heard.
Oh, no.
In a room. And everyone turns and sees that this dad smashed his son into the gargoyle.
Oh, no.
And was like, yo, bro, oh, boy, I'm sorry, baby. Are you okay, baby? Yeah. Oh, everything's fine. Dude, kid didn't even react. And I'm, like, trying so fucking hard not to lose my shit.
Sure.
But this guy was just respectfully talking to us about churros and Disneyland, and I didn't want to laugh and make him feel bad.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he felt like absolute shit.
Because he's just figuring it out.
Dude, how many times do you think that happened to you when you were a baby?
Oh, I got bonked a lot.
Right? Like, people talk about, like, oh, that guy must have been bonked. He must have been dropped on his head a few times.
Yeah, and you know what about those people? They're right.
Totally right.
They're all right.
And sometimes you're like, that guy was one more bonk. Like, if that guy just hadn't been bonked one more time, he would have been okay.
That guy's, one,
one less
one bonk away from being, like, a CEO.
Exactly. So I was like, dude, it was crazy because it was so hard.
Yeah.
I was like, I was ready for a screaming bloody murder child.
Dude, but you think that kid is so excited? Because when you're excited about something when you're a kid. Oh, no. Okay, go ahead.
No, no, you go first. Because what do you think, Evan? This kid's resilient and he's happy to be in Disneyland?
Well, kids are pretty rubber when they're small.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he was just so excited and overwhelmed. You're a 3-year-old and now you're in a stretchy cartoon ghost room.
Right.
So maybe it's like, I'm so excited. Also, I'm so embarrassed in front of these people.
I know, right? Yeah, because that's a feeling you get too when you're a kid.
And like, he'll never forget that. And he'll pay someone to talk about that.
He'll never forget it, or he totally forgot it.
I don't like that. I mean, I wasn't there for the... Is that what it sounded like?
Dude, for real, kinda. Wow. It was crazy. Dude. My friend didn't see it.
Yeah.
She was right
but
here.
But she felt it.
And the whole room felt it.
Yeah.
The whole room heard it.
Yeah.
And some people were laughing and some people weren't.
Yeah.
And I was trying so hard not to lose my shit.
You didn't care for this kid at all.
Well, I was like, okay, there was like, because it happened so fast.
Just say no.
Dude, but here's the thing. It's not really a no. Because there is that second where you're like, I told you I was expecting like bloody murdered child screaming, crying in pain.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, here we go. We're going to be stuck in this elevator, and this poor kid is going to be like, God, Dad, oh, God. You know, because when you're a kid, you don't know what the fuck. some kids lose their shit when they get hurt, right? Yeah. And some kids are like, whatever, bro, let's go. I'm happy. Like you were saying.
Yeah.
This kid didn't make a sound.
Yeah.
Dude. Uh-huh. And like the, like didn't cry, didn't even go, ow, or anything.
Did you see where he hit?
Like, well, he was lifting him to, so it was the back of his head.
He definitely hit his head. Oh, yeah. You saw it happen. Oh,
I mean, that sound of a head hitting something is an unmistakable sound. And when you realize that he was lifting him up,
yeah,
you know it was his head. I mean, it the dad was rubbing the kid's head, and the kid was like this.
Right, right. Yeah. Damn.
But the kid didn't make a sound, dude. Uh-huh. And the dad was like apologizing and going like, are you okay? Are you okay? Not a word. He didn't not say a anything sound, the whole time, dude.
Because that's not good.
And then like they went on their merry way and then went on the ride and stuff. And I was like, yo, is that kind of weird that kid didn't fucking lose his mind? And someone was just like, he's at Disneyland. He bonked his head. He's resilient. He's fine.
I guess the last bastion of hope that I'll hold on to is that some things make a louder sound.
And maybe it wasn't his head?
Maybe it was just the thing that made a loud sound. No, I mean, it could have been his head, but some things, when you hit them, like they make a louder kind of sound
because you're in, like, it's hollow or...
Yeah.
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 And maybe, yeah, maybe it just sounded worse than it was.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the case. You could do it if you want, sure. I can't tell if that sound hurts or not.
I think to cartoon, did you ever think a cartoon was in pain? I just don't want
the kid to be hurt.
I didn't either, obviously, because that's psychotic to be like, I wish that kid had gotten fucking hurt and was bleeding and shit.
No, no one's saying
that. No one's saying that. I'm not, look, as much as I am like, I don't want kids of my own, I don't want anybody's kid to get hurt. I don't want it to be a bad headbang.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in Disneyland, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be injured at Disneyland. No,
that's the worst place to have a no fun time. Yeah. If you're not,
you don't want to get stung by a bee. Especially
if you can't help it.
Yeah. Especially if you're thrown by your dad into a gargoyle. Dude. Then you have to explain that for the rest of the day.
But you're holding
a Dole Whip on your head.
Just holding it up to your head.
Like ice cream first. just dripping down your neck.
Smush it into your head.
Give me another one.
Dude. So like... I just had never seen it. I had never seen it.
Yeah.
Happen. And... They've
soft?
No, those aren't soft. Those are like at least they're not like granite. Fiberglass.
Okay.
So like maybe hollow, but it's gotta be like fiberglass. Dude, I can find out right now. What are the
I think if it was like a thud or like a
gargoyles.
I could hear a big like when you're at a like a mini golf course and you hit like the horse or the hippopotamus, that's what I'm like a plaster thing. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. That's the sound. We come to you live from the mini golf course where somebody's humping a horse.
The gargoyles are 8. What? Oh, that's Phantom Manor. Never mind. Never mind. That's a different thing. That's, Jesus Christ. That's Haunted Mansion in Paris or something. God, Patty, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Dude, that's so embarrassing that you did that.
Dude, and look at this fucking thing. Like, this is what it looks like, man. Like, it's... It... I wish this was a better picture, but like, look, it like, like hangs down, like the head hangs down.
I was picturing a girthier thing.
That's yeah.
Like a, it's like a penis kind of.
Yeah. It's.
What is it made out of?
This one is like kind of a reproduction, but it hangs over the thing like this, like, you know, you've seen it, like these guys.
Uh-huh.
But they're big.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, like, here we go. This is a good picture of it, right?
Oh. Oh. It doesn't look like a thing that you'd want to hit your head against.
No, that's what least. I'm saying, man.
Like, it has elbows.
It has elbows.
Yeah.
It's got a big fiberglass face, I think.
Damn.
And you bonk your head. And you lift your kid fast to put him up on your
shoulders,
you know?
What a bummer.
So it was just, it was, dude, and I did that thing where I was like trying not to laugh in church for like the rest of the elevator ride.
Yeah.
Until this part where it's like the screaming happens, then you can laugh because it's screaming.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, dude, I was losing my mind. I was like.
Maybe the kid knew the screaming wasn't supposed to happen yet.
I'm just like, I really hope that kid's okay. I'm sure he's fine. But, you know, but it makes me think about how many times, because like that dad wasn't doing that on purpose in any world. No, dad
was excited, just like the kid was excited.
Right. And he was just trying to get his kid a better view of all the cool shit. Yeah, and like, yeah, you know, you sit up on your dad's shoulders.
He got a great view of that girl.
But like, you know, it just made me think of the times when we were kids. Where we got bonked and smacked and fell and scraped and by an accident of our parents.
I ever tell you about the time that I got hit in the head with a metal bat?
Yeah.
I've probably still told that story hundreds of times. I just can't remember.
Like, right because you got hit?
Yeah.
What was it like? Do you remember?
I remember. Man, it was so long ago. I remember being super tired afterwards. And I was watching TV, and it was the thing I kind of did on the regular, but I would take like a big blanket, like a comforter, and my my pillows from my bed and just sit them down in front of the TV on the hardwood floor.
That's nice, dude.
And my mom was just like, "Don't, you can't do that today.
Yeah, today you have
you can't
to
fall asleep." And I was like, "Get on my back.
I'm so sleepy, mom."
Yeah. Yeah, I had a long day. I had it with a bat.
Let me go to Dreamland, Mom. Don't be selfish.
The secret dragon is telling me to go to sleep. There's a bright light. Grandma's here.
Uh-oh.
Why would I not want to go
no,
see
no,
Grandma?
No, we're not going to sleep. Here's some coffee.
No, no. I hate that stuff.
Drink this chocolate milk that's a little
all right, I'll drink the chocolate. Oh, bye, Grandma.
There she goes. She went into the void. Dude. Fuck. I wonder if I could have Owen send it to me. Fucking Chris McCaleb said the digital void on the Better Call Saul podcast.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. How That's fucking cool funny. Is that? Should we call him and confront him about it?
Yeah.
Confront him about it?
I'm gonna
it?
Confront him. Let's
Are
call
you pissed
him.
Off at our intellectual property.
Yeah. Let's serve him papers because
well,
he is working
invent
on
that, right? That wasn't that a thing?
What's
Didn't
that?
People say that?
What?
Prior? The digital void?
Maybe.
Don't Not people call the internet
the
that?
Not into the digital void.
Yeah. Dude, have Kevin be our lawyer. Put all the public heaven.
Is there a ghost?
Hey, is this Chris McCaleb?
It is Chris McCaleb.
Chris, you're on Dynamic Banter.
No way.
Yes, you are. Your dreams come true.
Oh my God.
This is a birthday present.
This is amazing. Did I win a contest?
No,
a contest winner finally. My mom keeps telling me I'm a special boy.
No, someone bought a what do they call that thing where you can pay for someone to say happy birthday?
Make a wish.
Someone made. Like so this is someone's make a wish. This someone's yeah. Someone paid for this
no,
in a cameo.
Make a wish, kid. This is it's getting dark now. This is hurting my feelings.
Chris, I hope you're okay. I hope cameo. You have consent of being on Dynamic Banter.
Yes, full consent.
It's great to hear your voice, man. I miss you so much. Mike is here
yeah,
too, by the way.
Too.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mike.
How are you, bud?
Hey, Chris.
I'm good.
I wanted to confront you about something because you do a show called the Better Call Saul Insider Podcast.
I do. I host that show, in fact.
That's your show.
I mean, I sort of inherited it from Kelly Dixon, who was my mentor and was an editor on Breaking Bad and on Better Call Saul.
Name drop.
Is it your show or not?
Like, hey, when that's your life, man, it's like, you know, every time Elizabeth Taylor talked about somebody famous, was she name dropping? I call her Liz.
I love that you, right, because you guys are on a first name basis.
Yeah. I don't even know if she's still alive or if anybody knows who Elizabeth Taylor is, but that's fine.
Not on
that's
this show.
You can have somebody look
it
up.
But I will say, Chris, I love that you compared yourself to Elizabeth Taylor for a second.
Yeah, we're both beautiful, dark-haired women.
I love your confidence. So listen, on this wonderful show that you host, that you've inherited, which is an extension of a show that you have edited on for quite a while.
Correct.
Better Call Saul, which is a great show.
Thank you. That's nice.
I was waiting for you to say thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, but Chris, the reason why I'm confronting you right now on the Dynamic Banter podcast is because Owen played me a clip of, I don't know if it was the most recent episode or not, but you mentioned the digital void. Was that a nod to Dynamic Banter, or did you just?
Of course it was.
Oh, we got it.
I love every time somebody flies off into the digital void. What do you call that?
Oh, yeah, Cooper. Cooper.
That was funny. Why did you laugh so hard?
Is Cooper coming from the digital? Is the Cooper man?
You could almost hear Jack Black be a click.
Dude.
It was so funny.
Thank you, man. So our lawyers are going to contact your lawyers.
That seems fair. I knew this day would come.
Yeah, because, you know, that's our thing. So, you know, I don't care what podcast you're on. You could be on a podcast with fucking, I don't know, Elizabeth Taylor. You could mention that. I'd be upset. So our lawyers are going to hit up your lawyers about this show you do about lawyers.
I think that's good. What I'm hearing from you is that I need to get some lawyers.
Yes.
Pending litigation. This is bad for me.
It's bad for you.
But this is good for the podcast because now this is okay. Here we go. We've got a podcast war going.
Yeah, dude. We've got a podcast beef with the Better Call Saul podcast.
Looks like you better get Saul on the phone.
Yeah, he looks like you better call Saul, buddy.
See, for the next, like, because we just had the mid-season finale, and for the next 6 weeks, I'm still doing these podcasts, but they're more, like, kind of, like, loose and free-form, and it's just...
Time for the beef.
He has time for beef.
So I can really just inject whatever I need. I can... inject however much beef into these podcasts.
I love you, but I'll rip your whole life apart, Chris. I love you so much.
I
no
love
offense.
You like a brother, but I'll,
no offense.
I'll rip your heart out.
I'll do everything for you, but I'll ruin your life over this.
No, and I mean this in the nicest way, but I will tear you apart.
I'm coming for you, McCaleb. Dynamic Banter's coming for Better Call Saul.
Leave me out of this.
No, Mike, you're in, baby. Mike's in.
Oh, this is weird. Oh, no. Now I really feel ganged up on.
Yeah, see, it's two
and
versus
I'm just
one.
Over here, just a lonely podcasting boy, editing on Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
AMC Plus Mondays at 9 p.m.
Right. And, season 6, the final season.
Right. Steve, he's doing it right now.
Yeah.
He's doing it right now.
This isn't fair.
I got to plug this thing I have no financial stake in.
and you wanted to inherit a podcast so bad. Now you're seeing the consequences of that when you drop a little reference to something that is absolutely a precious money-making endeavor for us.
It's huge. I guess, you know, I should have thought, you know, you guys know how it is. You don't even remember what you say half the time. Mm-mm. Like sometimes I would text you and be like, that was so hilarious. You're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, man, you're not going to get sympathy from us. Okay?
This guy wanted to inherit a podcast so bad he could taste it.
You wanted a taste of the glory. Well, now you're in it, McCaleb. This is the real glory.
Like
the battle. We're going to the battlegrounds, my friend.
Oh, man.
But anyway, you want to go see a movie this weekend?
Dude, I don't think that was a serious offer, and I'm hurt. and if I was in town this weekend, I would totally force you to make good on that offer. I definitely want to see you in your face and your.
I would love to. I'll see you in court. All right, should we do some ads?
Yeah, show them how it's done, Steve, with the abs.
Let's do it. Let's get some Neil Ghost.
I'll absolutely see you soon. Wear your best suit, bud.
I'm sure you got some with that Better Call Saul money coming in.
All lawyers dress the same. Dressed the same.
Oh, I love Chris McCaleb. Dude, I'll never forget that he hosted that panel we did at WonderCon, and he came in a full suit. He came in a
suit. Dynamic banter.
Chris just texted me, perfection. Guys, want to thank HeadGum, want to thank the sponsors, want to thank everyone, especially you guys who check out our sponsors. You know it helps the show out big time, and it's always stuff that's kind of cool and neat that you could probably use in your little life. I use it in my little life. Guys, let's talk about honey, huh? Oh, honey in my tummy and honey saving money. Today's episode is sponsored by honey. Look, we all online shop. We've all been on the internet. Who's listening to this at honey right now? Are they laughing? Who are you?
When I picture them, they're not laughing.
No, I can't. I would love it if they were. First of all, I respect the job you have, whoever's listening to this, to approve, to say that we're doing well and we're making good on our contractual obligation to have honey as a proud sponsor of our show. I hope you're having a good time. And thanks to honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. You ever see that little empty coupon code section in the dang thing when you're checking out a thing on the internet and you're like, I don't know the thing. I don't know how to do this. I don't know the code. Well, honey finds the code for you, man. And it's so easy. And honey supports over 30,000 stores online that range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. Now, here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites and you check out. The honey button drops down and all you gotta do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as honey searches for those coupons it can find for the site. And if honey finds that working coupon, you're gonna get it. Why? And you'll watch those prices drop. And you can add honey to your iPhone. Oh my God, dude, big news, huge news.
Yes, Ben.
We've been waiting for this. This is something we've been waiting for a really long time.
100%, 100%.
And I'm telling you guys, this is really exciting. So if you and all you gotta do is add honey to your iPhone. All you gotta do is enable it. You enable it on Safari and find savings on the go. So if you don't already have honey, you can be straight up missing out. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you're going to be doing yourself a solid and you support this podcast and the baby boys. And we don't recommend things we don't use. Guys, don't be a dummy about it. So get honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter. Thank you, honey. Quip! I didn't see you come in. Quip's here, Mike.
Hi,
Quip. Quip's here, man. Come on. Mike, what happened?
Hi, Quip.
You and Quip not have a good time last time?
Hi, Quip, Quip.
There you go. Be a little happier, Quip's here. Guys, good health starts with good habits. And now that Quip's here, we can get down to biscuits. Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to care for your mouth. The Quip electronic electric toothbrush is loved by over 7 million mouths and has Tomic signed Sonic Vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute clean. I love being told what to do, and this brush tells it. With little pulses every 30 seconds that say, get in that other side of the mouth now, you dummy.
Thank you.
And it's lightweight and sleek. It looks sexy. And there's a multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter. And it looks like you live in a future bathroom when you put that up there. Beyond the brush, Quip has everything you need to build a complete routine. Like anti-cavity toothpaste in mint or watermelon. Floss string that expands to clean. And a reusable floss pick that replaces over 180 disposable picks with every refill. There's also the gum, the mouthwash, guys, and the brush heads that are delivered on a dentist-recommended regimen right to your door. And it's an affordable electric brush that starts at just $25. You're not going to be paying through the teeth for better oral health. So if you go to getquip.com/banter right now, you're going to get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/banter. Spelled GETQUIP.com/banter. Quip! The Good Habits Company. Thank you, Quip. Oh, dude, Mike, backbone. Here we go, baby. New sponsor here. We got Backbone.
It's been
Jackpot.
Great temperature.
Get that.
I don't.
You believe?
It's been.
How much money would Anchor give to you?
How much money do you believe in the
money?
How much money do you believe in the power to make use?
Guys, Backbone is so rad. Oh man, I love it. They reached out and were like, hey, will you guys be interested in Backbone? And I was like, what? I don't even know what that is. I've never heard of it, and I don't care. Leave me alone, I said.
And then
I was like, maybe I was a little too rash. I went back and I looked, and dude, it is freaking cool, man. You know what it is?
No.
It's for your phone.
Yes. I'm in.
You got an iPhone, Mike?
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
Well, what's holding you back from the ultimate gaming experience, Mike?
You took it.
I'll tell you. Is it the fact that it is hundreds of dollars to set up a really good gaming setup?
Not for me personally.
Are you busy, Mike? Are you on the go?
Yes.
Do you sometimes only have minutes to spare?
Yes.
Well, guess what, man? You're gonna level up your gaming with Backbone. The Universal Gaming Essential lets you instantly play hundreds of console games on your phone.
Can I play my PlayStation games on my phone?
Yes.
I'm gonna need that back.
Yeah.
I could have used that so many times, dude, over the past couple weeks.
It's a game changer, literally. I played Fortnite in my bed.
What does that mean? Is that like a euphemism?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
Mm-hmm. And how does it work, you said? You simply plug in your iPhone into the Backbone and you enjoy console quality controls with responsive buttons and triggers, clickable analog sticks, and more. So it's like you're holding a really cool next gen controller.
Yeah.
But your iPhone is the console.
Yeah.
And all you gotta do is very simply set up like remote play from your various consoles or whatever. Yeah. And it works with PC games, it works with Xbox games, it works with PlayStation.
Does it work with mind games?
Dude, are you kidding me? I'm telling you, man, I was like, all right, let me test this thing out. Because it like, I when we got it, dude, I was like, I'm gonna try it out. I thought maybe we could play like Apple Store games,
right?
And I was like, that's cool. Right. You know, whatever, dude. We fly places, we travel, playing like those games with a cool, like, comfortable controller.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome, actually.
Yeah.
So I was like, sure, I'll check it out. But I was talking to a friend about it, and they were like, what? You got a Backbone sponsorship? Those things are awesome. You can play anything on it, basically. Like Steam games, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, Portal 2? Totally.
Yeah.
Like StarCraft, Portal Warcraft, 1? Portal 1, anything you can get on Steam. That someone was there.
Backbone.
And here's the thing, guys. You don't have a console? No
don't
problem.
Have a, don't have
you a, can stream hundreds of games like FIFA, Halo, Minecraft, and more through cloud gaming services like Xbox Game Pass, where you don't even need the Xbox.
Wait a minute. To play I have Xbox Game Pass.
Dude, you can play every game on Game Pass on your iPhone.
Huh.
Yeah. It's amazing.
If only I had one.
If only you had one. Well, listen. TechCrunch, it says it's the closest you're ever gonna see to a portable Xbox. So guys, if you want one, and trust me, if you're a gamer at all, if you play video games even casually, this thing is freaking cool. Go to playbackbone.com/banter now to order your Backbone until June 30th.
Is it banter now or is it banter?
Banter. It now.
Say it again what it is.
Backbone.com. I'm going to repeat it like a bunch of times, but it is backbone.com/banter. Okay. But you get that Backbone, and until June 30th, you can get access to over 350 console games and perks, including 1 month free of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, 1 month free of Apple Arcade, and 2 months free of Google Stadia Pro, and 3 months free of Discord Nitro. So, like, this is perfect for people like us, Mike, because we travel, or maybe you have a bunch of people in your house that all want to use the TV or something, and you're fighting over the TV, never again. You just play it all on your phone. You don't have to worry about it. Use your headphones. It's glorious. It's really cool.
You sold me.
So find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/banter. That's playbackbone.com/banter. Freaking cool, man. Real freaking cool. And last but certainly not least, let's talk about Shopify, guys. You ever hear this sound, Mike? Cha-ching! You ever heard that?
Yeah,
Cha-ching! Oh, I love that sound, Mike.
Why?
It makes me smile, because it's like, ooh, someone's spending or making money.
And that makes you happy.
And that's what life's all about, baby. And you know what else it is? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify.
Oh.
The all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs like yourself the resources once reserved for big business. So upstarts, startups, upsides, and downstarts can establish business alike and can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibility. Believe me, this podcast started out selling what? I'll call them out of olives. Because success is a million milestones on a forever evolving path. Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. So guys, go to shopify.com/banter, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get a full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. You can grow your business with Shopify today. You go to shopify.com/banter right now. That's shopify.com/banter. Thank you so much, Shopify. And thus end we end now, and thus the end of the end.
A lot of ads today.
Dude, big ads.
Yeah.
Listen, man, you know why? Because we're making big money moves over here.
Are we?
Yeah, man, we're hustling and bustling.
Why do I still live in an apartment?
Yeah. That's not our fault.
Whose fault is it?
I'll tell you whose fault it is.
Whose?
Chris McCaleb. He's Why? Taking money right out of our hands,
you
saying
so?
Stuff like the Digital Void out on that popular podcast of his with Bob Odenkirk on it.
Sounds like you got something personal against this guy.
No, I love him so much. He's such cool, awesome. He's one of my coolest friends because he's like edited so much amazing shit.
Yeah.
And I've been watching Better Call Saul lately, and every time his name pops up as the editor on the show, I'm so happy and proud of it.
That's nice.
And I am honored to know that guy. But I will take his ass to court.
Would you like him if he didn't have that job?
Yeah, he's such a funny guy. Like, I knew him before he had that job.
What was he... When you met him, what was he doing?
Oh, maybe he was...
Applying for that job.
Already working on Breaking Bad. The end of Breaking Bad.
Cool.
Which is even... cooler, right?
Yeah,
because Breaking Bad is like my kids.
What's that?
Mama's
Parosh. Don't be
Mama's Rosh. Uh-huh. Mama's most famous Rosh.
Yeah. Uh huh.
But yeah, he's a good boy. Anyway, anything before History Roads?
Not really.
Oh, this, what? Yeah. Dude, our boy Tom Bosco.
Yes.
Gave me this
uh-huh.
a really long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's been in my backpack, and now I want to put him on my ETE wall. So
it's been in your backpack the whole time.
Yeah.
How long? Do you never look in your backpack?
Maybe like 6 months to a year.
Dude, it's like when your kid's in sixth grade and you look through the backpack and you see stuff like dittos from the first day of school.
Right.
It's like, take this to your parents so they know what to buy you on the first day of school.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, did you ever have... I just got a weird memory. Did we ever talk about, like, the earthquake emergency kit with, like, your underwear in it and stuff?
I live in a different part of the country.
Oh, that's right. Okay, right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Dude, we had, like, earthquake kit. You know what I'm talking about, Kevin? Yeah, like, at the beginning of the year, like, parents had to supply a little earthquake kit just in case we got stuck in the school or something. And it had underwear in it and it had, like, a fruit roll-up. At least mine did.
And
what's
all
that?
These things.
Water. Yeah.
And all these things would stop the earthquake.
Dude, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You use them all while the earthquake is happening.
Right.
You put on the new pair of underwear.
Outside of
you
your
pants.
You
drink every bottle of water while it's just chugging. But yeah, this has been in my backpack. I mean, whatever, dude. I have a bunch of shit in my backpack. It's kind of a big backpack.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like a cumbersome backpack. So if you took stuff out, I think that
it would
be
less
more
cumbersome.
Comfortable.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
So this guy's been in there, and I've been wanting to share it forever, and I forgot all about it, but Tom Bosco gave it to
it's
me.
It's so weird to have a vintage ET toy
in
your
backpack like
from the 80s for a year.
Yeah, kind of. From 1983.
ET looks like a foot.
Kind of, yeah. But he's got some features, Mike. Are you ready?
Mm.
One of the features is his
shirt.
Head goes up.
Oh, that's fine.
Right?
And what does that mean?
This is because E.T. does this in the movie whenever he's excited.
So is...
Whenever he sees someone he's kind of attracted to.
Cock neck. Okay. Man, these hinges still got a lot of life.
Maybe I should have not take him out of my backpack.
He's been waiting to stretch that neck.
And, dude, It's got a pull string.
Look at that.
Which means it talks. Yeah. Are you ready to hear this
record player thing? Inside of
it's got a record player. Here it is.
What? What was that? Alien.
Elliot. No idea.
Pika.
It's like Pikachu.
What is that?
I think in the movie, he says Gunda, like a language, weird alien language thing.
But that one didn't catch on.
I'm going to try to do it slower. I'm in pain. What if it sounded like a regular man's voice?
Your parents want you to drink soda at night. Steal your parents' soda
drink
at soda, night.
Drink your dad's beer while you're sleeping. While he's sleeping.
It's the freaking weekend.
Oh, ouch. He goes, ouch. Why does he say that?
Oh, baby, yeah.
No, he doesn't like it anymore.
He hates it.
Oh my god, oh no. It's not changing. Alright, we'll put it.
Dude, he's gonna strangle you with his little plastic hand.
Maybe that's what he think how he feels being in my backpack for a year.
Yeah. It's stinky.
Smells like weed in there.
Smells like an old earthquake kit.
All right.
No one replaced the underpaint.
Anything else, Mike, before we jump into History Rose?
No. The next two Surrounded shows are on the 3rd of June. What's next month?
Oh, yeah, June? Yeah.
First Friday of the month. So come hang out there. There's a 7:30 show and 9:45 show at the Hollywood Improv in the Lab.
That's always a good show. You guys should go. Kevin?
Kevin?
Kevin will be there.
Kevin, you have to go.
Kevin's going
to
be there, guys. Kevin. Isn't it cool?
I'll be there.
Kevin, promise me you'll go.
Kevin, make a promise and come give Mike a little kiss.
Kevin,
right
kiss
on
me.
The lips.
Kiss me, Kevin.
Kiss Mike on the lips.
Kevin.
History.
Kiss to me.
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 Kiss me.
Kiss me, Rose.
That's the How I Met Your Mother version of Dynamic Dancers. Kiss me,
Rose. Kiss me, Rose. Mike, where are you at with this Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing, man? Because I'll tell you, I got a lot to say about it.
Okay.
Just kidding. I have nothing to say, and I hate it. I'm glad it's over.
Is it over? Is it officially
this
over?
This week it ends. It'll end tomorrow. Mm. I can't wait. I can't wait for some other useless shit for people to talk about.
It's been kind of interesting. Some of the things that have been brought to light have been kind of interesting.
I think overall, there will be a usefulness that comes out of it for setting precedents for these types of trials. But it's so crazy that we're just like seeing inside the lives of these people, and like it's so open and it's so like nothing is a secret. And it's really weird to see.
Especially when you do terrible shit to people.
Yeah, it's like we're not meant to. Right, exactly.
We're not meant to see the terrible shit to see that people do to people.
Yeah. We're not meant to hear about the details of these celebrities' lives. Guys, Valerie sends an email.
Hi, Valerie.
And she says, hey, awesome. What you're up to with your social media? Have you ever thought of building your own fragrance?
Goodbye, Valerie.
And this is going straight to the spam folder.
Is it a spam thing?
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
Joe emailed
every
us.
Time you open like a spam thing, I'm like, think of all the people who have sent in like really sentimental
that one. We wasted it by reading some spam shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that's funny. Joe Sherman sends in Rappin' Rodney History Robe. Hey, DBBBs, my name is Joe Sherman, a true day oneer. That's nice. How welcome you, Bang Barn Boy. I'm emailing you guys to show you something I saw on Mark Normand and Sam Morrill's podcast, that I thought you guys would be interested in. What is that? Do you know what podcast that is?
It's just another comedy podcast.
That's fine. In the late 80s, Rodney Dangerfield released a rap song titled Rappin' Rodney. It's worth mentioning this was before rap music really started taking off. Therefore,
Rodney D, I'm here to say,
yep,
I get no respect in major way.
It's always here to say.
Yeah. Everyone was here to say for the first 4 years of rap.
Something I am here to say.
Yeah, yeah.
What is this guy here?
Let me tell you how he got my name.
That's what I wonder the second a song starts and someone's on a stage. I wonder, why is this guy here?
Well, he'll tell you.
Is he here to say something?
Rodney D. Whoa. I'm here to say.
I get no respect.
Does he?
Yeah, you mentioned that, but... we didn't care when you said it.
technically this makes Rodney Dangerfield an OG rapper. Do you think that's true, Mike?
I don't know.
Just because he rapped before rap really took off?
No, there's a difference between an OG rapper and someone who rapped a long time ago.
Right. He says, here's a link. Fart it up, Boots. I'd leave my number, but I don't have a phone.
Damn. And that's the kind of honesty we depend on.
That's some hipster shit.
On some hipster shit.
I don't have a phone.
Thank you.
That's hipster shit.
There's no audio.
Yeah, here it goes. You ready?
Yeah.
I was just waiting for you to be ready. Here we go.
Thank you.
This is Rappin' Rodney.
I tell you I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing.
What if it's just super good?
I played hide and seek when I was 3.
No respect, no respect.
Why they wouldn't even look for me?
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
Ronnie, can you do your jokes but to this keyboard beat?
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Sad. Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Death, where is my sting?
It's just rapping.
Dude,
rapping.
It is crazy how white people have no rhythm.
No rhythm.
There's not, it's not even, background singers.
Rappin' Rodney. Ooh, we're gonna break down. Oh, he's in jail.
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect,
get
no
it?
Respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect.
I'm gonna
no
come.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect.
Dr. Vinny Boombox, that's another one.
No respect. Vinny Boombox. No respect.
I said I want to stop aging. He gave me a gun.
God.
This guy's got no respect. So he's just doing little jokes, sort of, to a beat.
Yeah, they were like, do any of your jokes rhyme? He's like, well, go look in the book.
Yeah, he's like, right. Like, write like six... like jokes that rhyme.
Yeah, we need 6 rhyming jokes.
Right?
For what?
No
funny
respect.
That you'd ask.
No respect. Really, we're going with that shit? That no respect shit?
All right. I wonder how much money that made.
That's a great question. Thank you, Joe Sherman, for sending that in.
Thank you, Joe.
We've got a history road from Kansas City, Mike. Kansas City.
I've been there.
Henry says, good morning, boys. I just want to share a little Remembrance Avenue from a mic show in KC that I thought Steve would enjoy.
Wait a minute. Did this just happen?
Whoa. As I said, this happened at Mike's show, but it was before he took the stage.
Whoa. What the fuck?
This happened with the third performer of the night, Ty Clay. They got up on stage and told a few jokes before having a brief back and forth with someone in the crowd. They paused for a moment, looked at the guy in the crowd, then asked incredulously, does your shirt say Born Hungry? Everyone laughed, but no one explained the joke. Ty stammered for a while, trying to figure out what it meant, before giving up and saying something like, "All right, well, stay hungry, I guess."
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a night full of laughter and joy, but I thought we should immortalize that moment on the podcast. Thanks for all you do. P.S. Mike,
yes.
I was the guy in the crowd that said, "I do IT for AMC for a living."
Uh-huh.
You said that with so many letters, and it sounded like the beginning of a rap song. I still think about that once or twice a day and smile to myself.
I do IT, run AMZ, and I am here today.
Yes, that is too many letters, though. IT for AMC, yeah, it is. You're right. Dude, that Born Hungry shirt, I love at your Surrounded shows.
Oh,
when
yeah.
People
that
see
one
it.
Shows up a lot, and there's really no way to explain what it is.
Right.
You just have to say, there's nothing to really say. What
right.
do you say?
Right.
Hey, what's that short? Sure, I was born hungry.
And it's like, it's pretty, I love that, like, when people who don't know what it is see it, they're like, all right, that's kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
Because they're like, it make you don't have to really ask what it is.
You can understand
it
what
makes
it is.
Sense.
You don't have to listen to the podcast to know what it's like to be born hungry.
Right, we're all born hungry.
Aren't we?
And stay hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean Kaiser says, the funniest joke Mike's ever made.
Whoa. Hold on.
You ready? You gonna take notes? Yeah. Mike's got his pen and paper ready. Hi, boys. I only ever listen to your podcast. I don't listen to music anymore. I just re-listen to old episodes. Okay, bro.
We can fix that.
Yeah.
What's up? Pretty good.
I was listening to episode.
Was that happening while this music was on in the back?
Yeah, dude.
Infuriating.
Yeah.
Song.
It's a good song. It's got two songs happening at once. It's really effective. I was listening to episode 225, Dropping Dirty Eggs in the Studio. Remember Paul told that famous story?
For papers?
Yeah, cite your example.
Yeah.
Or cite your...
Yeah.
Dude.
What was it? Two what?
225.
225.
When you guys were reading a history road about some guy shitting the bed in Disney World. Damn, we've been talking about shitting the bed since way back then, huh?
Amen.
That's like 100 episodes ago, almost. That's crazy. The history road said I was with my wife, mom, dad, etc. And Mike cut in by saying his wife's name is Mom. I laughed out loud way too hard. This is... I was with my wife, mom, dad, etc.
Your wife's name. Your wife's name is mom, dad, etc. This is my wife, mom, dad.
It's German. Mom, it's pronounced mom, dad.
Fuck, man. What's your last name? Are there any etc's in Burbank?
What's your last name, Dad?
Mom, Dad, etc.
Last name, Dad. First name, Mom.
No, dude. Last name, etc.
Oh, etc.
First name, Mom,
Mom, Dad.
Dad.
Mom, Dad is approaching with your order.
Stop it!
This was back in the Zoom episode days, so I don't think the timing was portrayed right for Steve because he didn't bat an eye. I must not have heard it, dude.
Dude, there are thousands of things.
I know, that just slipped through.
Yeah, you and Zoya. I just whisper them into the mic, it's for other people later on.
It's like a little, another element to the show. You never know when someone's going to say something that one of us doesn't hear.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just for the audience.
Somebody should
point.
Make a compilation of jokes that no one reacts to.
That's so funny.
But not because they weren't funny, but because they weren't heard.
Or like stuff the other one didn't hear.
Yeah.
Jokes the other one didn't hear.
Yeah. Unenjoyable jokes.
I set my first history road last week hoping to get read on the show, but it didn't. Come to Chicago, I have gifts. Sean Kaiser. He put his social security number. Don't do that.
Oh,
please,
no.
Please read all personal info on the podcast.
Dude, you got to delete the email.
Right?
Out of security to yourself.
Oh, dude, we got a nice or not be nice.
Oh, nice. Or not.
Or not, we'll see. Connor says, well, howdy. One evening, my girlfriend and I were joining some pals at a hotel with intentions of going to the Bullwinkles nearby.
What's that?
I think it's a restaurant, right? Bullwinkles? And then staying at the hotel after. Oh, no, Bullwinkles. Is that a theme park? I don't know, whatever. During this time, masks were still mandated in Oregon, and so we walked into the hotel of the pretty shitty hotel lobby, fully masked up. There was a woman sitting behind the desk that had one of those big old glass barriers. All over the lobby and the glass shields were signs saying masks required at all times. The woman wasn't wearing a mask, while all of us were. Do we be nice to Trina, woman behind the counter, or not be nice?
That's the whole thing?
It says, we were not nice. My friend Peter sassily asked her if masks were required or not. She said something like, it's whatever. Dude, that's so funny. It's like Jeanine Garofalo and Cable Guy. Remember when she's at the medieval times?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want a refill on that Coke?
My lord.
Yeah. There were no utensils in medieval times, hence there are no utensils at medieval times. Do you want a refill on that Coke?
Whatever, man. I just work here. After a few bevs, we may or may not have left a bad review of the hotel. Hope you do a good job. Congrats on being Italian, Steve. Hi, Mike. Please read my whole email on the podcast. Okay, so when was this? They said it was when masks were still mandated in Oregon. So that's kind of ambiguous.
And you all have your masks on, and she's behind a lot of glass.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have been not nice to her, because that's still somebody in, like, I get that she's not doing what made you feel comfortable, but that's still somebody in, like, a, what do they call it? Service? Like, public?
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm talking about. Like, service industry job where they just deal industry with the public all day. But I think it would have taken, I don't know. Because with me, I'm just like, I need this interaction to just be terse.
Right.
So I'm not asking you any questions that could provoke more air coming out of your mouth. I'm just like, which room? Check in, which room?
Just before we begin here, I want the least amount of air to come out of your mouth in this interaction. So
which
is
kind of the same thing as doing, hey, what's the deal with the masks?
Right.
Talk to me a bunch before you talk to me.
Have you ever seen those, like, Uber rides you can take where it asks you, like, if you want to have a light conversation?
That doesn't work.
It doesn't?
That button doesn't work.
Wow, those pieces of shit.
There has never been a Lyft ride that I've had where the check mark wasn't quiet ride. Always quiet
ride. And it just never works.
And it never works.
Because you're, like, a talk-to-able guy.
Hate it.
That's a curse.
That's why I got hand tattoos.
Yeah.
I got hand tattoos, and I wear my mask at the airport so people don't talk to me at the airport.
That must make people just go that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a curse being a talk-to-able person because you're friendly.
At the right moment, it's very nice. Mostly, it's the wrong moments, though. Mostly. Being talked to at 4 o'clock in the morning when you don't really feel like doing that, and you checked a box specifically so that wouldn't happen, not be nice.
Yeah. Rudy says, settle the debate.
Okay.
Now that it's been a number of years, let's settle it. Was Swamp Pop in game?
No.
It wasn't.
Yeah. No, and that is, that's letting go of a lot of things I had to let go about that movie. Mm-hmm. I would love for there to be a movie that somebody really, we try to do it with this podcast. We try to keep everything in this podcast in game as much as we could remember, and like bringing back stuff from back in the day and like making references to old stuff. and keeping things like in the universe, because we have control of this little universe. But I think when you have a movie, there's just too many people who don't care about that stuff. So maybe the initial push of the initial movie was all cool with that ARG shit, but it's never going to be, people aren't going to care about it full throttle like that.
Nah, you're totally
enough to
right.
keep that stuff going.
I think you're right.
And that's a bummer, but it also means that that means that there's like a vacuum for that kind of thing.
Right.
And so somebody can come in and do that and have an audience of really satisfied people.
I think. Yeah. I think you have you have your team that's making the movie, and then you have your team that's marketing the movie. And the marketing team is trying to figure out how to market the movie
right.
in a way that makes it way more interesting than it might be.
But ideally for a thing, it would be cool to have the people who make the movie also do the marketing because it's been a part of their thought process.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like, you definitely want to give them the script way back in the day so they can start get those wheels turning. And
or they are the people with the
script. Or they are the people with the script.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more here from Emily. She says, baby with a microphone at my cousin's wedding. Who allowed this? Hello, boys.
We can't get it away from him.
Longtime listener, etc., etc. Last weekend, I went to my cousin's wedding in Montana, and at the rehearsal dinner, there was a microphone so friends and family could tell endearing stories about the couple. That's cute.
Mom, dad, etc.
Mom, dad, etc. came up. Well, there was a 2-year-old toddler running around, and every time an adult was done telling a story, she would run up and go right into the microphone.
That's funny.
Needless to say, I drank a lot that weekend. My advice to anyone is be careful drinking in high altitudes. Because boy, oh boy, do I have regrets.
I heard about that.
Much love, Emily. You never heard that?
No, I have heard that.
Yeah, yeah. The higher altitudes. Definitely want to be careful with like everything. Even walking around.
Higher altitudes, never been sicker.
Correct.
Everybody knows that.
Correct. Leaves of three leave a B. All right, well, guys, how about we wrap up this show, huh?
Yes.
Oh, wait, someone has a DB Labs submission. Should we look at that?
Yes.
Okay, we'll check it out. DB Labs submission from Tanner. Pat Sajak. Let's hear it.
You know, if you solve, there's a $7,000 jackpot. Go ahead.
Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
Whoa! I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I have just one thing to say to you.
What the fuck?
Is that him trying to do...
Do Scooby, I think.
Oh, crazy. I have just one thing to say to you.
Whoa. Dude, such an important couple seconds to have afterwards. I need that afterwards. I need to know what the reaction to that
is. I know
when
it cuts off, too. I want to hear the rest of it.
Yeah.
All right, Tanner. We will review your submission in the lab.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty funny, but why don't you do us a favor? Send us a follow-up if you can find a longer clip, because we want the aftermath of that.
Yeah.
Will that change the initial integrity of the sound clip?
It'll give it more context.
It'll give it more context. Because if it is like a cringy moment, that'll be real fun to have also.
He just fell straight down on the floor after that.
Oh, God, cut to a commercial.
No, don't use the sound.
Don't use it. All right, Mike.
The producer comes out in front of the camera. Don't use the sound.
On a podcast or something. Mike, what do you got going on, man?
Just a surrounded show on the 3rd, first Friday of June. Come to that. Would love to sell that out again with you guys. It's always a lot of fun, especially when people show up. So, tonight, which is Thursday, I'm in somewhere in the past. I'm in San Diego. I'll be back down there soon. And I have a lot of shows in and around LA that I always post on my my Instagram story and stuff like that. So follow me and watch my story if you're anywhere around Los Angeles, and I post about them all the time. Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't that nice? They love you. They never cheer for me. Have you realized that?
Yeah.
You noticed that?
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, listen. Thanks for listening to the show. I want to thank HeadGum, our sponsors, Mike, my beautiful co-host.
How do you get me one of them backpack things? Because I want to play that MLB game.
I'm going to give you this one, and then I'm going to email them and be like, where's mine or whatever. Unless you want a brand new one, and we'll get one for you.
I just want one.
Great.
Unless you put it in you at some
point. I haven't yet. So I'll get that to you now then.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening to the show. I want to thank sponsors, HeadGum, Mike, Kevin, Ryan, Leah, Leia.
Lama.
Lair. Mom, Dad. Mom, Cooper. Dad, Chris McCaleb.
Very exciting announcement very soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That feels saucy. Mike, who was the woman we called on the last show about rugs or something?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, really? That's great.
That was an old woman who made quilts.
I love it. I have no idea who that was, and they were great. I love that it happened and we never talked about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, well, guys, thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate you. We'll catch you next time on the podcast.
Bye.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum podcast.